This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $4.7 billion is a whole lot of bacon. And it turns out it buys you a whole lot of bacon, too, and pork belly and pig's feet. And yeah, well, that's about enough of that, I guess, huh? The American corporate news of the day is Chinese, actually. The Chinese meat processing conglomerate Shuanghui International is buying Smithfield Foods, the world's biggest pork producer, for the aforementioned $4.7 billion. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on what it means for American workers and shoppers for the other white meat.
Okay, so pork stories may not exactly be high on your agenda, but for Americans making a living off pigs, a deal like this is wild boar-sized news, especially in the largest pork-producing state.
That's what we do here in Iowa. You know, we grow corn and soybeans, and we produce hogs.
Iowa State livestock economist Lee Schultz believes Chinese ownership could help more of those hogs overcome trade hassles to reach the world's largest market. The meat is so important in China that the government has a strategic pork reserve. Chinese are eating more than ever.
With growing demand internationally, we could see likely increases in production, would mean increases in jobs.
Over in another big pork state, North Carolina A&T Ag professor Osei Yeboah has surveyed consumers in China. They see American pork as higher quality. Smithfield already exports to China. Yeboah thinks it'll sell more once consumers know it's Chinese-owned.
That will translate into higher prices if the demand goes up.
Higher prices are good for farmers, though painful to bacon-crazed shoppers. But University of Georgia ag economist James Epperson doesn't fear ham inflation here.
Right now, I don't anticipate any higher prices for shoppers in the United States because we have other companies that produce pork as well. It's a pretty competitive business.
He does want to see the deal examined for potential impact on America's food supply because it's China, a U.S. government panel, has to sign off on it after reviewing any national security concerns. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.